Hey everybody, we're going to go outside today and see something cool involving the Ninja Cat. Now you've probably seen the Ninja Cat on t-shirts or on Andrew's laptop. You see it all around Microsoft campus. We got the Ninja Cat on the unicorn here, the T-Rex, there's various steeds. But we got a cool interview we want to show you.
We're going to go real life Ninja Cat out into the Microsoft Commons, the main part of Microsoft campus, and let's go see that in action.
All right. From deep inside the Death Star, or the Microsoft Commons, actually, yeah. Outside the Death Star, I guess. Welcome to TFrag Tools. I'm Chad Beter.
I'm Andrew Richards.
Mark Goodner.
And I'm Reed Borson.
So Mark and Reed built this lovely thing behind us here, the beautiful big Ninja Cat sculpture. Now, this used to be sitting out in the lobby here in the Commons for quite a while, right?
Yep.
So how did the idea come about to build the big sculpture?
The real life.
The real life.
Well, we were about, I'd say, 2 weeks out from, or a week or 2 weeks out from the first hackathon, the first company-wide hackathon that Microsoft had.
Okay.
And, you know, we're in the garage, and we've got this big maker space over in Building 27, and we're over there every Thursday, you know, hacking on stuff and building things. And Jeff Ramos, the director for the garage, came to us and said, you know, well, what could you guys, could you get a team together and build something really cool?
Nice.
It's like, okay, cool. What's cool? And so we got together and it was, you know, somebody was just like, Ninja Cat is cool.
Ninja Cat.
And so what's cooler than just the Ninja Cat is a big Ninja Cat. So
yeah,
that's basically kind of how it started.
More or less.
Yeah, we, you know, we did some small prototyping and then we got together at the hackathon and, you know, I guess the Friday before the hackathon, we bought a bunch of materials and we just kind of started going.
Very cool. It came
together over the course of that.
Yeah. So did you prototype it in any way? Did you use cardboard or anything? Did you go old school manual? Or?
Yeah, so we did a couple prototypes. The first prototype was actually just in cardboard, like you said.
Yeah.
Then we made a kind of third scale one that was actually all acrylic.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked fairly well. The problem is acrylic is very fragile and very brittle. And so when we went up to full scale, we needed something a little bit more durable. And that's why you have the white wood in the center. But the clear bits and the dark bits are all still acrylic. It's all been laser cut so that it fits together sort of like a jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of numbered and labeled.
Including the horn. The horn is also laser cut. So there's a whole bunch of individual discs that make up that horn that were all acrylic cemented together.
So how are they? Is there an alignment bit to it?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's a little
rod
that goes
right through it.
Yeah. And this was like 3D modeled somehow and then laser cut. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we started out with an STL, which is basically a 3D image format normally used for 3D printers and other kind of maker activities.
Yeah.
Then we used a suite of tools called 123 Make. And that one is actually able to slice it in different ways so that we create this kind of interlocking pattern of the different devices.
So you kind of have a full proper body of the whole thing and then you kind of slice it.
Exactly. Yeah, you start with something that actually is solid.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's so really cool.
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit before, but like we have these garage spaces around Microsoft, and I think there's even some other Channel 9 videos where like tours of them, like there's laser cutters and 3D printers and you name it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those are just open to anybody at Microsoft can go in and sign up. And
right, yeah, we have a makerspace with 3D printers and stuff and electronics equipment that anybody can come into, you know, 24 hours a day, any FTE can come in. And then we have another room with the really cool equipment. We've got, you know, a couple laser cutters in there. We've got a couple of milling machines. You know, like a Tormach. So if you want to do steel, we can actually, you know, do steel.
Oh wow!
I don't think we had that then, though. But
not at that point.
Yeah, not at that point.
We do.
But yeah, I think like for this project, though, there was so much laser cutting. I think we used all the laser cutters in the garage. We commandeered some laser cutters in
MSR.
And we even had to go into downtown Seattle to find a much larger laser cutter at a hackerspace in Seattle.
Oh, nice.
And those very long.
The big white pieces?
Yeah, we couldn't find anything on campus that big. We actually had to go out for that. So,
Even MSR and the manufacturing folks didn't have something quite large enough for that.
Right.
That's cool.
So this thing's heavy, right? I mean,
you weren't here when we were moving it.
Yeah, we just had to roll it up out of storage.
Like you'd have known then.
From the loading dock. I'm still sweating.
Yeah,
it's a pretty
especially
intense.
The plastic ends up getting heavy. Once we got all the raw materials and we're starting to move them into the lasers, that's when you really realize it's a lot of work.
And we've talked about this. There's a height problem with this guy, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I did the original slicing and kind of the original estimating for all the shapes and stuff, and everything fit together really well and it worked. Actually, one of the executives asked that we put this on stage at 6 a.m. for him for one of his speeches. And so at 5:45, we're completely done. We finish it up, go start trying to roll it out of the tent, stop right before it. Turns out it's about 2 feet too tall for any standard door. So, forgot to measure doors, and now we've learned measure the doors first, because we end up having to take out an entire wall of the tent in order to get the thing out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And we thought wheels were good enough, but no.
So tell us about the tale of
Cat 5.
The cat tail, you could
the
call
cat
it.
Cat tail. Oh, that's right.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's kind of where that came from. You know, we were just trying to figure out what to use for the tail, and we had a whole bunch of Ethernet wire that we use just for, you know, hacking stuff together. We don't actually connect computers with it. It's just in a big box, and we cut it up for what we need. And yeah, we thought
and
it would be
pretty.
And
wishing it's Cat 6. Yeah, it's a nice fast tail, right?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
So, we tried fiber, but.
Yeah. And it lights up. Well, unfortunately, it's kind of bright out here. And we don't have electricity, but we can put some pictures. We'll edit in some pictures into the show here of this thing all lit up and looking.
Yeah,
cool.
No, we had a pretty big crew working on this. I mean, so we kind of divided labor. You know, there were a big crew of people who were doing labor to actually assemble. There was another Daniel was doing the electronics to light up the lights, and he figured out a nice pattern that gets like this nice pink sparkly effect. You know,
nice. So it's got like
it's a unicorn.
LED.
You got to have the pink sparkles.
Yeah.
You
know. RGB lights.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So yeah, there's RGB strips, and it kind of illuminates through the unicorn at night. So
very
it's really
cool.
There's actually a funny story about that. The pink sparkle was never actually intended. There was actually a bug in his code. It was an integer overflow, and so it was just screwing up the colors. It was supposed to be a nice pink uniform. He ends up loading it up on there, sees these blue blinky things, fixes his code, uploads a new copy, and we say, where's all the blue? That was the best part. So we made him put the bug back in his code.
The bug became a feature. Right on.
So there's another feature about this guy. Unicorns are fire-breathing unicorns.
Well,
associated with the Ninja Cat.
The Ninja Cat is a fire-breathing.
Well, it does seem like it needs to breathe fire.
So you guys actually made that happen, right?
Yep. We have a flamethrower attachment for it, so it does indeed breathe fire, just like the real Ninja Cat unicorn.
Well, I think we're going to have to see a demo of that if we can make that happen.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's why we brought it outside, actually, because we don't want to light the building on fire. Very cool. So tell me about the flamethrower. How was that put together? Somebody comes up to you and they're like, hey, we need you to build a flamethrower.
He didn't need to be asked.
And he's like,
I kind of volunteered.
He didn't need to be asked.
I built a flamethrower attachment for it. I mean, it was just because I didn't have a flamethrower and it seemed like something I needed, of course.
Every good geek needs a flamethrower.
Right, and it needed to breathe fire, so why not? So I built a nice flamethrower attachment for it, and one of my friends at the time was actually buying a toaster. And he managed to buy a Bluetooth toaster. And I said to him, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, having Bluetooth
a
in my life.
A Bluetooth toaster.
But wait.
That's like the joke, a Bluetooth toaster. But there's a real Bluetooth toaster.
There is a real Bluetooth toaster, and I decided to best it. So I have the world's first voice-activated Bluetooth flamethrower.
That is so cool. Oh, my God, you guys.
Voice-activated Bluetooth.
Yeah, tell me the command to turn on the to make it
it's
breathe.
It's a little
fire.
Bit risky. I think it's got to say secret.
It's just
hey Cortana, flame on for 5 seconds.
Flame on.
Flame on.
Flame on. That's what people say to me sometimes when I'm driving down the street. I mean, I don't know what they think. They just look at me. And, anyway, that is so cool. So we're gonna have to see a demo of the flames. I think if we can. It's been a couple of years now that you've built this thing. It's been around. It's seen some trade shows,
we've taken it to the Mini Maker Fair here in Seattle. So it went up there, and it's moved around campus a couple different times.
Right on. Probably going to move again here soon.
Yeah, going to go down to Studio E.
Redoing the lobby here, so it had to find a new home. Right. Very cool.
One other interesting thing is the flag.
Oh, yes.
The flag was another project that we made, and you can see it's the different divisions of Microsoft. So this was all during the initial One Microsoft push that now we're deep into.
So
it was kind of our unification banner.
Yeah, right on. Same as the one that's on the
on the
graphic.
Totally.
Very cool. And these were these like hand cut or like laser cut or something?
Nope. These were actually cut on our vinyl cutter. So
vinyl
you can
cutters.
Upload
yet another
vector
toy.
Designs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have a computer controlled sewing machine that sewed it all together.
Very cool. Like a lot of cool tech went into this.
Yeah, that manual rubbish.
Yeah, right?
There was some manual work.
Well, okay, sure. Some gluing, I think, involved.
There was some sawing. There were some power tools involved as well, for sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right on. And it's signed, right? I think I saw there's a signature.
I think it might be on the other side.
Oh, it's on the other side. Maybe we can't
see it. We can get some footage of it. Yeah, because everybody who worked on this, signed the base. So
very cool.
Yeah, this is definitely art.
Yes, definitely, yeah, for sure.
It definitely is. Well, we definitely appreciate you guys showing up here. I know this was kind of a pain to schedule this. We had to wait for the weather to get good because it's been so
winter.
Horrible. It's been winter
it's
and
been
spring.
Seattle.
It's been Seattle.
Well, the thing is, the last segment was a beautiful day, and then it was planned, and then it got bad.
This is like the fifth time we've rescheduled this shoot, but we're here. We made it happen. And we're going to light this baby up, right?
Absolutely.
Flame on. Let's do it. Flame on. All right. Well, thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thanks.
Right on.